This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Luke Burbank, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl and another one of our listeners will hear some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, if John McCain succeeds in his presidential campaign, he will be 72 years old when inaugurated, the oldest ever. Well, the Washington Times checked with some consultants who had a suggestion for how he could appeal to the youth vote. What could he do?
Well, you know what Karl Rove did just recently was start rapping.
That's true.
It wasn't that, huh?
No. I'll give you a hint. It would be sort of like America turns its lonely eyes to Maynard G. Krebs.
he would get, what's the word, marooned on an island.
No.
No, that's not Maynard G. Krebs.
That's Gilligan. Same actor, different character.
Although Bob Denver is up for national security czar.
Let me see if I can give you a hint. Another hint. We should mention that these consultants run a Washington hair salon.
He should get his hair done like Bob Denver's? No.
Maybe he should, you know, in addition to this, he should start wearing turtlenecks, play the bongos.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Does that way look more like a beatnik?
Yes. Specifically how? Roxanne?
I'm afraid to say this. Wear a beret?
No, grow...
No.
Grow a soul patch.
Close.
Grow a little...
Beard.
Grow, no, I don't know who gets it.
Goatee.
The answer is grow a goatee.
Goatee.
What should we do, Carl?
Roy said beard. Luke said goatee.
Soul patch.
He said soul patch.
Roy. Okay, Roy gets it.
What did you say?
Now I said beret, so they're not counting that. But here's the thing. The idea of McCain with a goatee?
Yes.
And a beret or
no?
No,
not the beret. The beret was entirely your fiction. Let me explain. Mike Gilman and Peruz Sarshar of the Washington, D.C. Grooming Lounge, that's what it's called, say that if McCain wants to appeal to the youth of America, he should grow a goatee for the more youthful look. He would look like other people the youth vote admires, such as Satan.
Satan has a, you know...
A Van Dyke.
A dark.
Well, isn't a goatee a Van Dyke?
Van Dyke is the kind of really pointy one, like Satan has.
Right. Luke, three Japanese naval officers got in big trouble recently. They copied super-secret information about missile defense from their work computers, taking it home. But one of the officers says it was an accident. He wasn't interested in trading secrets. He was merely sharing what?
They were trying to send jokes? Trying to send naughty pictures?
Naughty pictures, yes. Porn. The officers insist they were not interested in the super-secret missile defense system. They swear they were just looking at pictures of naked ladies. Last week, Japanese police discovered that one of their naval officers, who was married to a Chinese woman, had taken home a disc containing both pornography and information on the Aegis radar system. The officer contends it was all a misunderstanding. He assumed Aegis Missile Defense was the name of a Ron Jeremy movie.
That's a great one. Your cover story is, it was porno.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Luke, an amusement park near Sacramento, California features a scary ride called the Screamer. After complaints from the park's neighbors, they've instituted a new rule. You can no longer do what while on the Screamer?
That would be scream?
Exactly right. Apparently, the park is in a residential district, and the neighbors were getting upset with the constant screams of terror from next door. The operator of the ride now says to every guest, quote, "We are required to remove you from this ride if you make any noise. If you feel you might make a noise, please cover your mouth tightly with your hand like this."
And then the operator, you know, demonstrates.
"If we hear any noise through your hand, we will remove you from the ride. So please remain silent and enjoy the Screamer," unquote. We presume, like, they give everybody a sign that reads, ah!